It is 16 minutes after 9 a.m. Happy Tuesday morning to you. And with me this morning, I have Trooper Custer from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Welcome back.
Glad to be here again. Glad to be here.
And it's that time of year. We've changed times, and so now it's dark all the time. That's pretty much what
yes,
it feels like.
It is.
It just feels like it's dark all the time. You know, hello, darkness, my old friend. And that makes it a lot harder to see all the creatures running about, especially the deer
at this time of the year. We have so many crashes this time of year, and seems like a lot of them are deer related. During that dawn and dusk kind of time, that's really their peak moving time. I actually had one up near West Salem this morning and disabled the car, and it was came in as it was on fire, and luckily all those things weren't true, but fire department got there. And yeah, it's just a reminder that, you know, just to make sure you're not just watching right in front of you, but also on either side of you.
So it came in like a wrecking ball?
Something like that. It looked like a wrecking ball hit that car.
I was
car.
Thinking something. We laugh, but it is very serious. I know I've hit multiple deers before.
Me too.
And it's not a fun time.
Nope.
And sometimes you get lucky. The last time I got relatively lucky, mm-hmm. but it's not always the case.
Yeah. It just like I told the gentleman this morning, I'm like, I'm so glad that you just hit the deer instead of swerving to avoid it. He said there was a vehicle beside him at the time, so he could have taken out that vehicle. And then anytime you go off the road, you have no idea what's going to happen. You could overturn, hit a tree, hit a pole. It just makes things so much worse if you swerve to avoid that deer instead of just trying to break and miss it.
Just close your eyes and scream.
Maybe not that.
I kid. You don't close your eyes and scream.
Yeah, but like you said, it's just being a little bit more aware of your surroundings. And I think that goes to every time you're driving, you know, and it is hard because you can't see them and they do pop out, or maybe they run across and then run back. I don't know.
They're
dumb. They're suicidal, really.
Sometimes I think, though, that there is a bigger plot, and I know this makes me sound crazy, but I've had them where like they stop and they just kind of like rub up against your vehicle. I'm like, are you trying to scent my vehicle so that more of them come at me?
Yeah.
I know they don't have that mental capacity to do that, but that's what it feels like this time of year. It's like, why are you doing? Just run, just go.
Yep.
I will yell at them and tell them, you just stay there. Don't you come out here. Most of the time they've been listening. I am thankful for that.
Yeah.
But there are a few that the deer in headlights thing is a legit term, because they just stare at you like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Yes. Now, the other thing I would add, too, is that, you know, if you're a hunter or you use somebody that can process the meat, you know, we can cut you a slip for that, and you don't need a tag for it. So you could take that and get it processed. I mean, as long as it's not too badly damaged, right, then you could take that, and then you got some, you know, meat for the winter, or however long it takes them to get it back, you got some meat after that. So, again, just don't leave the roadway. Just hit the deer. As much as you know, don't want to have a collision, it's best case scenario in that bad scenario. So
I'm so glad that the corn is cut down now, because you can't see them when they run out of the corn.
Yep.
At least they're like the children of the corn coming out, right?
They are.
We have to just roll with all my analogies today. But so, yeah, it's all about paying attention, watching, mm-hmm. not hitting, you know, not causing more damage than mm-hmm. with the creature.
Also, they tend to travel in packs, or maybe that buck's chasing that doe. You know, we're in that rut time right now. So if you see one, there's probably at least one or two more. So just, you know, break, slow down, and just pay more attention, kind of scan around you.
Generally, when I'm traveling, there's not other traffic. So my thing is, if it's in the road, I am stopping.
Yep.
Like, no, sir, no, ma'am, not today. Figure your life out.
Yep.
Then I'll go.
We have this air horn that works really nice when they get too close. They
How
just
do I
run
get
the
one
opposite
of those?
Way. You could probably get one on Amazon, to be honest.
A lot of times I'll just crank my music and open the windows and just hope that it scares them away.
could work.
It could, because it's noise, yeah, right? It's so noise. Yep. I'm going to knock the microphone off the thing. I speak with my hands. If you never have seen me talk, even on the radio, my hands are flailing.
I can attest to this. I can.
He's luckily out of arm reach, so I shall not assault an officer today. But so, yeah, it's all about paying attention this time of year. And we also are going to have a little quick chat about job opportunities as we head into the holidays.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
you guys are always looking for new
peeps. We are. And I know, I think last time we briefly touched on this. So this time I wanted to kind of delve into a little bit more for just somebody who doesn't know what the requirements are or doesn't know what the possibilities are. So we're looking for people that are that 21 to 39 age bracket.
Darn, I'm 40.
Man, just missed it. Now, you just have to be 40. You can have your 40th birthday during the academy. You just have to start, you know, before you turn 40. So there is that little bit of a window. We're also looking for somebody who has a diploma or a GED, that they've got a valid license with less than five or less points on their license.
That's pretty lenient with the points.
It is. So it's 2 for every moving violation, and then they get erased every 3 years. So it does take a little bit of time once you do get an offense. You know, even like a crash is 2 points on your license. So it does take a little bit of time, but as long as you're, again, being cautious, if you have that kind of goal in mind that you want to join us, just be even more cautious. That way, you know, you're not having to deal with that being a disqualifier. And then you just got to be an Ohio resident by graduation. And we recently updated our tattoo policy. Have we talked about that on the air before?
You and I have not. LT mentioned it.
Okay.
Or Lieutenant Perrin mentioned it a while back.
So basically we changed it to, as long as it's covered by a long sleeve uniform, you could still have visible tattoos. So you would just need to wear the long sleeve uniform all year round. I know it's not ideal, but we're moving in the right direction. I think that in the coming years, we'll see a policy change again that would be even more, lenient toward people with tattoos. So as long as you can have them covered up by that, that's also, you know, a good thing to have. Not only are we looking for troopers, though, we're looking for dispatchers.
Ah, yes.
We're a little short on dispatchers right now, and it'd be really nice to have a few more, because I think we're down to 5 or 6 right now, and we're having to go out to other posts to get dispatch. And I mean, it's a pretty good job too. You get a lot of the same benefits and whatnot. So,
and you are the first line if you are a dispatcher.
Yes.
You're the one who is taking that call when somebody is potentially at the worst moment of their life. Mm-hmm. And you may not be on scene, but you are helping people by being a dispatcher.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And really, the information they get is so important. Like, we don't thank dispatchers enough for what they do. Like, they are the ones getting our information when we get there. We're relying on what they're telling us.
And you got to be a multitasker to dispatch.
A little bit. Maybe that's a disqualifier if you can't do that. But we can train you.
There's a lot of things going on that you've got, you know, you're holding that situation. You're getting the information from the person, mm-hmm, to the trooper, and potentially other, mm-hmm, you know, if you need life flight, yep, or all of that. Yep. So you've got to be quick on your wit.
Yes. Yes.
But there are lots of folks who are quick on their wit.
There are.
And
there
are. It's a good, solid job.
It is. It is.
And you're in a building and you're not driving around.
That is true. That is true. Going back to the troopers real quick, so we've got medical, dental, vision benefits, we've got a pension system, we got tuition reimbursement, take-home vehicles, just a few of the things that are really attractive for the patrol. And then lastly, we're really trying to make people aware that it pays pretty well. So if I told you that you could make $100,000 being a trooper by the end of year 5, what would you say to that?
You're still not going to talk me into it.
Oh, man. Man. I guess we'll have to talk to somebody else.
I would never fit in your fitness program. Anybody who has never seen me, I would not fit in their fitness program. You do have to be fitnessed to be in the troopers.
Yep. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And again, that's something we can work with people on. It's just building those healthy habits, you know? Anyway, so yeah, at the end of 5 years, you can be making just over $100,000 with the different things that we have throughout the different the base pay, the holiday pay, and then we have a health and fitness pay if you meet the requirements for that too. So I would just encourage anybody who has any questions, just reach out to our post, look it up on Google, and fill out the quick survey, and you know, let's have you join us.
And we've said it before, if you see a trooper and you have questions, ask them.
Yeah.
They will tell you.
Yep.
I have not met a trooper who doesn't like their job.
Yeah. And for all those technically advanced people that have a phone that can scan QR codes, we've all got them on the back of our cruisers. Now, you might want to say something before you just coming up to the walk of the back of our cruiser.
And don't do it while you're driving.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's just another tool for us to, you know, get the word out.
That's a bad place for a QR code.
Maybe. Maybe.
If you're trying to get people to put their phones down.
Yeah. Maybe the hope is, you know, we're at a scene or something like that, or I don't know. We're at a gas station or some kind of event. I don't know. But yeah.
I just called you out. But no, if it is something you've thought about, there are options. Check it out.
There are. And we'd love to have you. You know, like the academy time is paid too, so you don't have, all of our uniforms are paid. Like, it's really a good job. And if you want to personally call into the post and reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you.
Any of them would. Everybody that I have dealt with from the Worcester Post have been fabulous. I have not dealt with anybody who has not been nice to me or courteous or hilarious. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, they have lots of good qualities there.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're lucky enough to get to our post, we have a very family oriented atmosphere, and I would say it's one of the best posts in the state. Maybe I'm biased.
Maybe a little. So yeah, how, and you guys have a website where they can sign up, right?
Yeah, if you just Google OSHP, it should pop right up. I can't remember the exact ending to it. I think it's oshp.gov, or I don't know, if you Google
statepatrol.gov,
I can't remember what it is, and shame on me for not remembering. But if you Google
test.
Ohio State Highway Patrol, it should be one of the first things that come up.
Anything else today?
No, I think we covered it all.
Wear your seatbelt,
you know, just be aware.
Slow down.
Yep.
People are driving ridiculously this week.
Yeah, I know we talked before we went on air just about some of the driving habits that you've seen.
I've scolded people.
Again,
they can't hear me, but I scold them.
Yep. And at the end of the day, we don't want anything people are doing to contribute to a crash where, you know, there's possible injuries or anything like that. We just want to keep the roads safe for everybody here in Ohio.
And just to circle back, just to close the conversation, if you hit a deer at 35, like the speed limit says, versus hitting a deer at 60, like you're speeding through the area, you are going to have a whole different set of damage.
Definitely.
Just a little thought to leave you
Definitely.
With.
Definitely. And if you're not wearing your seatbelt, you could hit your head. You know, on the steering wheel, you could hit your head on the windshield. It's just like you said, wearing that seatbelt's very, very important.
Vital.
Yes.
Saved by the belt.
Yes, it is.
See, I think I know just about as much about the patrol as...
You just might. You just might.
I can be an honorary trooper.
Well, here you go. We'll swear you in for a day.
All right. Well, thank you for joining with me. That was Trooper Custer with the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. We're going to take a little break and be back with ABC News on WKLM.